Good evening. Good evening, Ellie. Thank you very much, Ellie Nyman, for bringing me in. Thank you for your technical assistance. And as always, we thank Jake Wyman for his incredible service to Klal Yisrael with his creation and skill in putting together sheer enjoyment atam to give enjoyment to so many people all over the world. Thank you very much, Jake. We begin tonight, as always, by dedicating the shir L'Zecher U'L'Ilui Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank the sponsor and wish that the Neshama have an aliyah in the merit of us learning together tonight. This week is Parshas Kisavah. Parshas Kisavah is an interesting parsha, to say the least. It's a very choshev parsha and many beautiful mitzvahs, bikurim, and Brochis, Hagrizim, Harevel, and many other mitzvahs of writing the Torah on stones and coming to Eretz Yisrael. But possibly the most significant part of the parsha, not the most significant, but a very large section of the parsha is dedicated to the Toichecha, to some very, very harsh and severe curses that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions, warns Klal Yisrael regarding their requirements and a warning if they do not obey the mitzvahs, do not follow the mitzvahs of the Torah, what chas v'shalom can come upon them. Chazal tell us the reason why we lay this parasha, Parashas Kisavah, shortly before the end of the year, 2 weeks before the end of the year, every single year, is built on a principle called Tichle Shana V'Kilelosel. It's a very harsh curses. Very harsh, harsh rebuke. And being that the year is coming to an end, we save it for the end, as if to say, if chas v'sholem, there's any teeny element of punishment that needs to be expressed, it should just come to an end. It should stop. Just as the year comes to an end, the toicha, the elements in our life that are unpleasant and harsh, they should also just cease to exist. They shall swiftly come to an end. We don't want to do this the very last week of the year because that we're not set the right tone, because the last week of the year we are already entering into a time of happiness and optimism, celebration of the new year, so we do it the second to last week of the year. Chas v'sholem, we have in our lives an element of discomfort. It should come to an end, just as the year is coming to an end. What's interesting is that this is not the only time we do this. We do the same exact thing right before Shavuot. And this means Chazal looked, they look at the year from a different dimension. There's not just one Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rosh Hashanah, obviously, now in the seventh month of the year, Tishrei, the Yom HaDin, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Nesim, Psuchim, Miyichim, Miyomos. There's another year. There's another way to look at a new year. And that is on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah is special. The giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, Yoy Matan Torah, Seinu on Shavuos, it's a new world. It's a new life. It's a new existence. A whole new vista opens up when Hashem gave us the Torah. That, in the eyes of Chazal, is considered as well to be a new year. So we do the same thing 2 weeks before the new year of Zman Matan Torah. We also learn the Toichecha of Parshas Dechukosai. There are two Toichechas, two major Toichechas in the Torah. One in Parshas Dechukosai, one in Parshas Kisavai. And just as now we lay in the Toichecha before the end of the calendar year, we lay in the other Toichecha before the end of the Torah year, the cycle of renewing our acceptance of the Torah. Same idea. If chas v'sholem we're experiencing something unpleasant in life, it should come to an end swiftly, just as the year is coming to an end. Now, what's interesting is, in the same parasha that we lay in the Toichecha, we lane other things. And I want to suggest that the other things that we lane are not just a coincidence. It's meant to likewise put us in a frame of mind going forward into the new year. The year is ending, and all of the unpleasantness that we've experienced will end. But before we do that, and as we do that, there are certain things that we should think about. So what do we learn? What is the opening section of this week's parsha, which is a nice chunk of the parsha? Bikurim. And what does Rashi tell us? The purpose of Bikurim is She'enecha kofritayim. Bring to the Beis HaMikdash your first fruits. Put it in the basket. There was a beautiful ceremony performed as the Jewish people would march to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's interesting, the procession took place on Shavuos, the other Rosh Hashanah. Here we are with, there are two, according to Chazal, there are two New Years. There's Shavuos and there is Tishrei. And here we are coming to the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, and the parsha begins with a ceremony, a mitzvah that was done on Shavuos. Bikurim is Shavuos, V'yom HaBikurim. And the whole goal of Bikurim, Chazal tell us, and Rashi emphasizes this point, is to be grateful. She'enecha kofui toiva. We come to the end of the year, we look back, and it's human nature to be disappointed. Things could have been better. We could have been more successful. We could be healthier. There's a lot of complaints a person can come up with, can focus on, can dwell upon in so many different dimensions. Torah tells us you're coming to the end of the year. You're coming to shake off all of the toichacha to put an end. But remember, don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Focus. Look around. Every person can say that there are so many people that have so much less than what they have. There is so much to be grateful for. Don't focus on the negative. Be positive. Thank Hashem for the incredible blessing that He has given us, every single person. Bring that Bikurim. Come to the end of the year with an attitude, She'enecha kofui toiva, that you're not ungrateful to Hashem for the enormous blessing that He has bestowed upon us. V'samachta, the end of the parasha Bikurim says, V'samachta, rejoice b'chol hatoiv, all of the blessing. And then Rashi goes on to darshan the pasuk, V'yasisa, and you shall do. Kasher tzivisicha, Rashi says that if you do this, if you bring the Bikurim, you bring the Bikurim, and you have joy in thanking Hashem, I bless you that next year, tiske l'shona haba, you will merit another year to do it again. And that's such a powerful attitude to have when we come to the last parsha of the year, the end of the year, not the last parsha, but the end of the year when we say goodbye to the year with the toichacha, but we also come to the end of the year with a attitude, a frame of mind of hakaras hatoiv and joy. Indeed, even in the toichacha, the highlight, one of the later psukim, tachas asher, lo yavadito es Hashem elokecha b'simcha, uvituv levav, meroiv kol. Pasuk says that much of the curse has come upon the Jewish people because they were not joyful. When Hashem has given them so much blessing, they didn't appreciate the blessing. What's the joy? Tachas asher levadito Hashem elokecha b'simcha. Well, in this week's parasha, the main simcha is the simcha of Bikurim of Hakaras HaToiv, to have joy and gratitude to Hashem for all He has given us. This is the attitude that we are required to focus on when we come to the end of the calendar year. But let's now go back to Shavuos. Let's contrast. Shavuos, when we learn the Torah of Parashas Tuchokosa, we also read other concepts, other mitzvahs. And usually, almost always, very common, we lay two parshas together that week. Behar b'chukosai. What is the thrust of parshas Behar? The mitzvah of Shemitah. That's this year. This year is the Shemitah year. Shemitah. And what is Shemitah really all about? Emuna. What's going to be in the seventh year? What's going to be in the sixth year? Eighth year? B'chisayim ruman noichal b'ashana. If a person is going to say, what is going to be if we're not going to plant in the seventh year? What are we going to eat? What are we going to do at the end of the sixth year? What are we going to do in the seventh year, in the eighth year? And Hashem says, do not worry. Don't worry. I'll take care of you. That is the Hakdama to the end of the Torah year, the year that begins with Shavuos. It's very interesting. When we look at the year from the perspective of renewal through Torah, the Hakdama is Have Emunah. Have Emunah. That makes sense. Torah, the year of, when we calculate the year from a perspective of Torah, a renewal of Kabbalah Satorah, it's spiritual. We need an introduction of faith. Emunah. Strengthen your faith in Hashem. You're not going to work the land. Where will your parnasa come from? Have Emunah. That's a very powerful, proper attitude before we come to receive the Torah. A new year, a renewal of Torah. Now we can appreciate, come to Tishrei. Tishrei is a renewal of life. Mi yichye mi yomos. Before we come into a new year of life, the Torah tells us, appreciate what you have. The mitzvah of Bikurim. She'ein chokof ritoiv. Bring your first fruits, present it in the Beis Hamikdash of the Kohen, and make a declaration that you're grateful to Hashem. V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. She'ein chokof ritoiv. You appreciate the life that Hashem has given you. So we have two different years. We have a year, a new year of Torah, of Kabbalah Satorah, and a new year of life. And as we come to these two new years, we finish off the year by getting rid of all of the harshness, tichle shana v'kila leseha, but at the same time we have an introduction. So for the new year of Torah, the introduction is Emunah, and for the new year of life, we have an introduction where the Torah tells us to have appreciation for life. But we're not finished yet, because after we read the Teichacha, we also read from the Torah. What do we read when we read about Parshas Kisavai in this week? What do we read? We read about miracles. Hashem tells us, remember about Yitzias Mitzrayim, remember that Hashem took you in the desert. And there's one very intriguing pasuk that we read right after the Teichacha this week. Hayoim hazen hiyesolam. Today, Moshe says, you have become a nation. Hayoim hazen. There's a fascinating Rashi, and Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life at this point in time, he went and he gave a Sifrei Torah. He wrote a Sefer Torah for every single one of the Shvatim. And first he gave it to Shevet Levi, and all of the other tribes were jealous. What about us? We also want the Torah. Let me read you the words. Very fascinating Rashi. We read this right after, immediately after the Teichacha. Vayikra Moshe el kol Yisrael vayomer alehem atem isem. You have witnessed everything that has happened. You have witnessed all the miracles. It goes on a little bit. V'leinosin Hashem lechem lev l'das v'naim l'uras v'znaim l'shmei ad hayoyim hazeh. Rashi. Arhiyam ze shomati she oisay hayoyim on this day she nosan Moshe sefer haTorah livnei Levi, he gave it to Levi. The entire Jewish bo called Yisrael lifnei Moshe v'yamru lo Moshe Rabbeinu af onu amadnu b'Sinai. We also stood at Har Sinai v'kibalnu es haTorah v'nitnu lanu, and he gave it to us. Umoaton mashlit es b'nei. Why are you giving a Sefer Torah only to Shevet Levi? We all want a portion in the Sefer Torah. Tomorrow they're going to say that we're not part of Klal Yisrael. Moshe was so impressed at the love the Jewish people had for the Torah. He was so impressed. He said, V'alzois Omar Lohem, Hayoim Hazeh Niyesalah. Wow, I'm impressed. Hayoim hazeh hivanti, I now appreciate. Sha'atem devekim, you cleave v'chafetzim, you have an intense desire to connect yourself b'amokom to Hashem. That's what we read when we finish the Teichacha before the new year of life and death. But wait a minute.
Isn't that the theme of Rosh Hashanah, of Matan Torah, of Parshas Lechukosai, before the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to read something like this after the Teichecha of Parshas Lechukosai? Let's go back to Parshas Lechukosai. After we read the Teichecha there, we also read another section in the Torah. And what is the next immediate section? The laws of Arachin, the laws that teach us the value of human life. Every single person has his life has value. If a person says, I want to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and I want to give the Erech, the value of this individual. So the Torah there goes to explain, tells us the laws, depending on gender and age, every individual, depending on his age, if he's 1 month to 5 years old, 5 years old to 20, 20 to 60, 60 and above, male and female, has a different value, the value of life. Wouldn't we expect that we should read about the value of life after the Teichecha of Parshas Kisavai, which is an introduction, is a wind down of the year, a parsha leading up to the renewal of life. Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, Miyichya Miyolos, what is life? What is the value of life? Should it not be reversed? That what we read after Parshas Kisavai, the Chazivus, Hayoim Hazem Yeesalam, now I understand how much you cherish Torah. That's something that you would expect to be read in regard to the new year of Matan Torah. And what we read after the Matan Torah is what we would expect to read Arachin after the Teichecha of Parshas Kisavai. But yet, it's reversed. What is the Musa Haskel? The Musa Haskel is the two are intertwined. There are two pivotal forms of life. There's life, physical life, miyichye miyomus, and there's life of Torah. V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. The life of Torah, the eternal life, a physical existence, a life of physicality, being alive, being here, being healthy, having parnasa. Then there's a life of Torah, a life of nitzchias. And we have two different ways to calculate time, two different ways to calculate the new year. A new year of Tishrei, life, and a new year where the focal point is Man Matan Torah Seinu. And each one needs proper frame of mind. For Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we need to be in a state of emuna, shmita, hakdama to the new year. We need to be grateful. But after we read, after we conclude our wind down, the Teichecha, Tichleshana, Vekil Leseha, the Torah reminds us that these two forms of life are two sides of the same coin. A physical life without Hayoim Nihyesa La'am, without being Dveikim V'chafetzim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not a life, not worth to live. And a life of Torah, of Nitzchias, is also lacking when you don't appreciate the value, the opportunity of being Mekayim the Mitzvahs here in Olam Hazeh, in this world, to take the lessons of the Torah and to apply it to the Olam HaGashmi, this world. They're all intertwined. You cannot separate one from the other. They are two sides of the same coin. May we merit Yiratz Hashem to come into the Yimei HaDin with Rachamim. And may the Din be for every single person L'chaim, Toivim, L'shalim, a year of Baracha, a year of Hatzlacha, a year of good health, a year of Refuah, a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memalei, Kol Nishalos, Livchem L'toiva, a year that intertwines, synthesizes the Chaim of Nitzchis with the Chaim of Gashmias. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week. Good night.